पार्थाय प्रतिबोधिताम् भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन कृतिताम् पुराण मुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीम् भगवतीम् अष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधा भगवत् गीते पवद्वेषिणीम् नमोऽस्तु ते व्यासविशालबुद्धे उल्लारविन्दपत्रनेत्र येन त्वया भारततैलपूर्णः प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमयः प्रदीपः प्रपन्नपारिजाताय तोत्रवेत्रे कपाणये ज्ञानमुद्धाय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्वोपनिषदो कामः गोपागोपालनन्दनः पार्थो वत्स सुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धम् गीतामृतम् महत वसुदेव सुतम् देवम् चंसचाणूरमर्दनम् देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णम् वन्दे मद्रोणतटाजयद्रथजला गान्धारनीलोत्पला शल्यग्राहवती कृपेण वहनी कर्णेन वेलकुलः अश्वत्थामविकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सोतीर्णा खलु पाण्डवै रणनदी कैवर्तक केशवः पाराशर्यवचः सरोजममलम् गीतार्थगन्धोत्कटम् नानाख्यानकेसरम् हरिकथा सम्बोधना बोधितम् लोके सज्जनषट्पदैरहर पेपीयमानम् मुदा भूयात् भारत पङ्कजम् कलिमल प्रध्वंसिन श्रेयसे यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः सुन्वन्ति दिव्यैः स्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् सामघाः ध्यानापस्थितदद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनो यस्यार्थम् न विदुसुरा सुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तो सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमः सरस्वति नमस्तुभ्यम् वरदे कामरूपिणि विद्यारम्भम् करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः नारायणम् नमस्कृत्य नरम् चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीम् सरस्वतीम् व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये गीता चैप्टर् 10 वर्स् नम्बर् 12 Those who want papers, they are available, can take it here. Very beautiful area we have covered so far. Now, the Arjuna asking 7 questions. And it's with all so much devotion and so much appreciation. It's not just question. Praising the Lord, appreciating the Lord, requesting the Lord, and also there is surrender to the Bhagavan and wants to know the vibhuti of Bhagavan. Then Bhagavan can say, why you want to ask me? You got so many fellows who can talk about me. Then he says, there is nobody equal to you. How can you say, when there is nobody equal to talk about your glory, means he has already heard glories from others, correct? This is the best dosa I am eating in my life. When can you say? When you have suffered others' dosa. Then only this is the best one I am eating, correct? So, I have heard from others, like you, there is no teacher in the three world, and you are the best one, most qualified to talk about it. How do you say that? Because you are Bhagavan. You know your glory, nobody knows your glory. Like that he goes on and on. So we have got 7 questions. And I am not going to spend much time on that, because I am interested in glories, not on questions, okay? That's what I am summarizing before starting. So sometime you, in the teaching, sometime you go slowly on the road, like in bullock cart, some verses like Ya Nisasara Bhutana will go slowly. Sometime we go in air also, okay? So we'll do quick here. Arjuna Uvacha Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavan Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adideva Majam Vibhum Ahustvam Rushayas Sarve Devarshir Naradastada. Asito Devalo Vyasa Svayam Chaiva Bravishi Me. Sarvame Tatrutam Manne Yanmam Vadati Keshava. Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidurdeva Nadanava. Yathoktam Bhagavatah Vibhutim Yogam Cha Shrutva. Shrutva has got 2 actions done by the same agent, one after another. Having heard in previous chapters, around 71 glories are talked so far. So all those glories I have heard, yes, heard. Yogam cha, vibhutim cha. Yogam is swarupa of the Bhagavan here. How satyam jnanam anantam brahma, without undergoing intrinsic change, appear to be different glories, which are all beautiful, which are all useful also. Same water can appear in the form of Jahannavi, Ganga. Same stone can appear in the form of mountains also. Same water can appear in the form of clouds also. Same water can appear in the form of what? Ice also. So, vastu remain one, appears differently without intrinsic change. That is why glory. So I have been hearing your glories and yogam. How you remaining one appear to be many varied useful forms and names. And they are all special. And now, having heard, Arjuna is saying that, first is stating his understanding. You all of you keep looking at the translation also. Arjuna Vacha, he said. There's no translation about that. Two together. 12 and 13 are combined. Okay. So here says, O revered one, Bhavan. What is there? You are limitless Brahman, the light of all light, the most purifying. This is a statement Arjuna is making. Bhavan Param Brahma, Paramatma. Param Brahma means Deshataha, Kalataha, Gunataha, Aparichinna. Exactly opposed to me. I am limited by space, limited by time, limited by attributes. I am only human being, no other human being. I got this much lifespan, age, and also what? Born. I am only in America and Salzburg. Bhagavan is just opposed to that. No space is there, space is in Bhagavan. He is eternal, basis of time, and free from attributes, sustaining all the attributes. That is you, Param Brahma, Paramatma, Param Dhamma. The word Dhamma can mean abode. But here Bhagavan Shankaracharya keep looking at this thing. He said, Param Tejaha. Param Tejaha means what? You are the light of awareness. Awareness is considered as a light. Kim Jyoti Ayam Purushaha. Ayam Purushaha Kim Jyoti. That was a question asked by Raja Janak to Yajnavalkya, who knows all the four Vedas. Highly informed person. Kim, one is called Lagu Prashna. It looks a very small question, but the answer is Guru. Big, long, goes for a whole chapter. Kim Jyoti Ayam Purushaha. Therefore, Atma's word name is Jyotihi. So, Atmana Jyotisha Aste Palyate Karma Kurute Vipalyate Iti. Atmana Jyotisha, in the presence of the light of consciousness only, you wake up, you go to job, perform your job, come back. That is all. Four actions are different. Waking up is different, getting ready is different, going to job is different, and after finishing, returning also what? Different. This is all four type of activity. Awareness is invariable, constant one. That is called Atmana Jyotisha Aste Palyate Karma Kurute Vipalyate. He goes to office, does lot of job. In India, he just goes to office and comes back. So this is the way. So he went to office itself with a job. So these four type of actions are done different from each other. Atma Jyoti is one. Therefore, Atma Jyoti is different from Samhata, different from the body. And Atma Jyoti has no division in itself. Jyoti is only one. All this goes in this Upanishad also, Bhradhanika. You are that Param Tejaha, Param Dhamma. If you want to take another meaning, Param Dhamma, Yat Katva Na Nivartante Tad Dhamma Paramam Mama. Yat Katva means Yat Gnatva. Okay? Knowing what? You don't come back. Once you know you are Brahman, then there is no question of again you becoming Jiva. Not that yesterday I realized, again I realized that I have not realized. Not like that. Not that you come back. It's not jaake vapis aa gaya. No. Brahman one you know, afterward, even Guru say, I don't think you know. Then he said, Yadi manyate, then the Kenopanishad say, Naham manneti, what is it? Suvediti, nonavvediti, vedachat. The Shishya started roaring like a lion. So this teaching makes a chicken hearted into lion. What a thing this teaching is. It roars, I am Brahman. You say anything, I know what I know.
I know that. What I know, nobody can remove. I can't say I know myself. I can't say I don't know myself. And whoever knows this way, knows. Whoever doesn't know this, doesn't know. Understand? This is the way he talks. The teacher understood because he knew. Not that he surrendered to the disciple afterward. No. That he knew what he's talking about. So he said, wow. See, when the shishya gains knowledge, teacher feels what? Great fulfillment. Correct? Why? Not that second Brahman ho gaya. Competition now. Now I am Brahman, he is also Brahman. Two Brahmans are, no. He is not separate from me. Fullness, both are happy. That's all, no difference. Correct? This is very beautiful. So, let me finish. I have to finish the verse. Because I have got one more class, next class. Third weekend. Then Swami V will come. So, he will not like me to leave all these questions here. Say, what are you doing? You should finish all this. He will tell me. So, bigger brother, no, my. So, Param Tejaha Pavitram Yad Gatva Yad Gnyatva Nan Nipartante Puna Samsaraya. Doesn't come back. Tad Dhamma Paramam Mama. That is my Dhamma. So, Bhagavan Dhamma is one way traffic. Correct? If you go there, you won't come back. Why? One day, one Swami I asked, happy. Just in satsang, you ask funny thing also. Maharaj, Bhagwan ke dham mein jane ke baad lautta kyun nahi hai? Why he doesn't come back? And he asked, smiled and said, Bhagwan ke ghar jane ke baad, wahan se tum wapis aoge, to wahan ki sab jo, wahan ki gadbade sab logo ko bata doge, to Bhagwan aane nahi the. Hai na? If you come back from Bhagwan Dhamma, you will come, what is going on there also. That politics also will start talking. Bhagwan says, don't send him back, so nobody knows. Like you don't send your wife back to her house. Okay. That was laughingly said. Tad Dhamma Paramam Mama. Means once knowledge happens, ignorance goes. As such, ignorance goes. You are Brahman. Afterward, there is no question of returning. Pavanam. Pavanam Pavitram. Pu is from Navamukana. Punati, all these things there. Pavanam. That which purifies. One thing you know, anything you purify or anything you clean up. We have got two Sanskrits, but understand. One is called Shuddham. Other is called Pavitram. One is purifying. Other is sanctifying. One is cleanliness. You can clean up anything, but again require again cleaning. Laundry you have to put every other day, correct? Why? Again become dirty. Even pavitra also, I can sanctify by certain ritual. Again become what? Again the person is apavitra. Again is impure. Why? Gajasnanavata. So, Gaja means elephant taking shower. After he comes out of the pond, what he does? Take the slush and put on himself and again become what? Back to square one, okay? That's what I become. Pavitra, then become what? Apavitra. Now pure, now impure. Now sanctified, now what? Same. But here this knowledge is the most sacred. Kimu vaktavyam. Why? Here he said, it purifies, frees you from papa. Pavitra means one has to free you from papam. All my sins or some sins. Like Ganga Snanam. They said when you take deep into Ganga, and deep means not little bit, your head should not be seen, total deep under. And then you have to come out and inside you have to repeat all the names. Okay? All your Pitru's name, your name, whoever you want to give punya. You repeat all that thing. And as much as name you take, you must take deep again and again. Like that. Not ordinary. Therefore you see people go up and down in Ganga. Then papa goes away. You become purified. That is, Ganga can remove my papa. But will it remove my punya? No. Suppose I give you a ritual which remove all your papa. All the sanchita samasti papa nivritti durita nivritti. What about punya? I will enjoy that. When you are going through punya and only punya is there, you become very what? Vanity will come, you will start again doing papa. And to enjoy punya, you take again birth. Therefore, according to wise person or jigyasu, punya also is papa only. Because you have to undergo that also. And it keeps you away from the maha ananda. Complete happiness, it keeps you away. It's a little happiness. Therefore, this knowledge is the one who removes papa, punya, everything from your account. Therefore, complete happiness also gives. So you don't worry. Swamiji, I don't want to come next time onward. Because this knowledge will remove my punya. Somehow or other I got punya. And you are going to remove what? My erase my punya. No. The result of all the punya done by all the people in three world, in three period of time, the sukham get from, got you receive from that, this is more than that. That is called kimu vaktavyam, happiness of the atma is of that limitless. So here is one who is freed from papa and punya. You are free from papa and punya. Prakrustam pavanam paramam prakrustam purusham. Our Pujya Swamiji loves the word purusha. See, if you repeat the word purusha twice, become mahavakya. Here he said, Bhagavan, you are limitless, you are the light of all life, you are the most purifying, paramam pavitram. Then here he says, purusham, purnatva purushaha, one who is purnaha, also one who fulfills everything in and through. That is called the purna. Another meaning is purishayanat, one who is abide in this as a consciousness in me and you also. So if you, I repeat, purushaha purushaha, become mahavakya. This witness consciousness itself is whole. Whole is this witness consciousness. Then say shashvatam. Shashvatam is you are tomorrow also in the same form. Nityam. We have got nityam is that which is in time, free from time, basis of time is called nityam. Divyam, divibhavam, which is not local. Alaukikam. See, consciousness is unlike anything. All that you confront, it is not unlike anything you know. That is called divyam, adidevam, sarvadevanam adobhavam. So, it is there before even the birth of all devas. Devas all came from Bhagavan. And when devas resolves also one who is there, all the gods, Indradi, before Adho, Bhavam, Devam, and you are what? Ajam. Jam is what? Born. Ajam is what? What? Unborn, and also you have to say not subject to born, birth. See, suppose say, what about you? My son is still unborn. Means what? Possibility is what? He'll be born. So, unborn can mean one word. Still, potential of being birth is there. Na jayate. Therefore we say, nayam bhutva na bhavita vana puyaha. Na mriyate. Kadachit, na is never born, not subject to birth, and therefore it is ajam. Vibhum, which is free from form, and which is limitless, vibhavana shilam, therefore which pervades everything. Here Anand Giriji says, all that I talked so far, only jigyasus understood this rupa of you. What about manda jigyasu? Manda jigyasu means what? What is manda?
Slow.
Yeah, slow. You tell the joke today, we'll understand after 21 days. This fellow. So, he understands. But takes what?
Time.
Slow. Okay? So when you finish the first class, after 21 he will understand the first class. So he will go slow. So every class he repeats also in the school also. Every class he repeats. It's like a Ghazni. Ghazni made many attempts on India. So that is called those who makes fail in same class number of times, we call them Ghazni. Okay? So he become Ghazni. So you should know history also. Okay. So Vibhavanashila. So those are manda. For them, Bhagavan glory is important, then only they can appreciate Bhagavan. That said, idrisham, Shankaracharya connects, in this manner, people who say all that about Krishna are those who know. All those people who talk about Bhagavan Krishna, they know about Krishna, not they just flatter Krishna, they know what is all about. Who are the people who are talking like this, what I say, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma? Ahu Tvam Rishayah Sarve. In this manner, who are there? You look at the translation also. All the sages, including Narada, the sage amongst the gods, Devarshi, his name is what? We have got so many. Devarshi, Brahmarshi, then Maharshi, Rajarshi, Samarshi, all these things there, okay? Hey, don't worry, you are none of them, okay? So don't worry. So, so, I will sometime tell you the stories about Narada. I am going to talk Bhagavatam here, huh? You can all time listen to that. Narada story, how Narada became a Narada. Once upon a time he was also very arrogant. And then he was taking shower naked in this river. He got Shrapam and become a son of a Brahmin, son of a servant lady. Then he served all the Mahatmas very nicely. With that blessing, he became Narada. That's the story goes that way. So Narada, he sings the glory, one job of Narada, Narada Devadarsana. If you see Narada, understand, you are going to see Bhagavan. Narada is like a Kissinger. Whenever I thought of Kissinger, Narada is like that. Moves from country to country, Kissinger used to move. And Narada goes from loka to loka. Only difference is there, this fellow goes from country to country. He goes from what? From different loka. And always help people to reach Bhagavan, okay? He's not a people in India. If anybody starts quarrel somewhere, he says, this fellow is Narada. That's all there. That's not a meaning. Narada is Bhagavad Bhakta. So Narada, he knows about this thing because in Bhagavatam, one of the teacher is what? Narada. So Narada gave knowledge to Vyasa and himself got knowledge from Sanat Kumara and Brahmaji. And he's a great person. So, Ahu Kathayanti Tvam Rushayah. So, the sages among the God also talk about you. And there are two others, he said. Rishayah Vasishtadayah Vishanti Jananti, who knew subject matter and whose opinion you can't dismiss. One thing, those who know subject matter, Rishi Vasishtadi, and whatever they say, even Bhagavan cannot negate their opinion because they know what they are talking. Therefore, Sarve, Devarshi, Naradaha, Tata Asitaha, Devalahapi. And there is the Asita and Devala. Asita is the father, Devalaha is the इसन असित देवलह अपि एवं एव आह एंड शुड नॉट फॉरगेट इफ एनी टीचर्स नेम कम द टीचर इज व्हाट ओम व्यासा देयरफॉर गुरु पूर्णिमा नेम इज व्हाट व्यास पूर्णिमा एंड व्यासा पीपल यूज्ड टू गो एंड वर्शिप एंड व्यासा सेड दिस इज द डे आई विल एंटर एनी गुरु एनीवेयर एंड हूएवर डज देयर ओन गुरु पूजा दे विल बी डूइंग माय पूजा दैट्स द वे व्यासा सेड एंड वी सेड व्यासोच्छिष्टम जगत सर्वम ऑल दैट इज सेड इन अवर स्क्रिप्चर इज सेड बाय होम व्यासा ओनली लुक एट पुराण मुनि and Brahmasutra also and also what and he taught his own disciple Purvamimamsa also Jaimini great person and who divided Veda also Veda Purana and also Brahmasutra all he came from him so they also talk about you Bhagavan Gita is presented by whom yes I should know this much okay Let everybody talk about you. Suppose everybody says you are Bhagavan. Now suppose everybody comes and tells, oh you are Bhagavan, you are Bhagavan. But what will you say? I am not Bhagavan, correct? So let everybody say, Krishna you are Bhagavan, Krishna you are Bhagavan. Everybody keeps telling, Vyasa says, Narada says, Vasishtadi says. But no, they talk that you are Bhagavan. And you yourself also say you are Bhagavan, correct? That's a very important. Svayamcha eva bravishi. Okay? This is very important. You also are saying that you are Bhagavan. All vibhutis are your vibhuti. Beautiful. Now next verse we say, quote, Sarvametat rutam manne. यन्मां वदसि केशव नहि ते भगवान् व्यक्तिम् विदुर्देवान् दानव सो योर सेल्फ हैज टोल्ड मी योर रियल स्वरूप योर परब्रह्म यू टोल्ड मी एंड ऑल्सो यू टोल्ड योर ग्लोरीज And same thing is told by Vasishthadi. So I know you are Brahman. I know all the glories, vibhuti belongs to you. The thing he makes it clear. And sarvam etat yatoktam rushibhitvayachatat ritam. All this which you have told, O Lord, I consider it to be true. Now we have got two words. What one is called? Ritam. Then you do Shanti Patha. Have you heard? Ritam Vadishyami. Then what? Satyam Vadishyami. As such, the meaning of the both the word is same. If you are saying only Satyam Vadishyami, not bringing the word Ritam, Satyam means Ritam. If you are saying Ritam Vadishyami, not bringing Satyam, Ritam means Satyam. They are synonyms. But when they are used together, then you have to see the difference in the meaning. Generally translated in any tika, it's always like that. Whatever Vyavarika Satyam, other is a Satyam, Ritam is Satyam, which is said by Shastra. One is Shastra Proktam, other is also what you know. So when fact is described by words and there is no difference between the word, what they mean and what the fact is, it is satyam, it is ritam. A fact described or unfolded by a word, between the word and the fact, if there is oneness, then these words are satyam, these words are ritam. Now, so satyam is truthful expression of what you see, what you know. Yathartha bhashanam. Yathartha bhashanam. But problem is, But suppose you don't see correctly. You are very sure there is a snake. You are very sure. Because you jumped also. You are very sure it is a snake. And you are describing the color of the snake, the length of the snake, and the place of the snake, all that you saw. But when you inquire, what comes out? Rope. Therefore, what you are saying is satyam. But after discovery, what? Baditam. It is negated. Therefore, it is not ritam. Correct? So, whatever. See, this jagat looks to me satyam. And all I talk about this jagat, looking at the jagat, I talk what? Satyam. But when I inquire, become what? Mithya. Like we take for granted, sun rises in what direction? Huh? You are very smart. Simple question also you are smiling and not answering. Trick question. The sun rises in eastern direction or in eastern direction sun rises? Wherever sun rises is eastern or in east sun rises? Purva disha mein surya udit hota hai aur jahan surya udit hota hai wo purva disha hai. Jahan surya udit hota hai aur behan baat to ye surya udit hi nahi hota hai bhaiya. Okay. Sun never rises. Neither Aswin on the Sunday never rises. Neither Aswin doesn't rise. Only Mother Earth moves, correct? So this is our observation. When you see Satyam, you say sun rise at this age. Satyam. When you study physics, what? Then they say Earth is moving, sun doesn't rise. Appears to be moving. Sky is blue. Star twinkle, twinkle. What? Little star. Little star? Okay. So this is very beautiful. So all our vyavara is whatever you know, you experience, you talk about that. But from scripture point of view, they may negate your experiences. Therefore, we believe what mode of rhythm. I don't see devas, but devas are. I don't see heaven. Heaven is, correct? Anyway, we need not go in that. But here he said, whatever I said, whatever Rishi said, whatever you say, I consider it to be what? Ritam. This is really true. All this which you have told me, O Lord, I consider true. Indeed, the Lord neither... Now here one thing. He has a very interesting sentence. Nahi te Bhagavan vyaktim viduhu devana danava. So the celestial or the rakshasas, none of them know your person. They really don't know what you are. In reality, they don't know. Here, devas, I understand they can know, but they don't know. Why Danava? Is there a Danava who is going to inquire to Bhagavan? Is there Danava? Huh? Yes, Prahlada. Bali, understand. Among the Bhakta devotee, who is the greatest devotee? Prahlada. Huh? He is born in Asurakula. Even they don't know, they say. They don't know Arjuna is telling all that. Now here, the word comes Bhagavan, Bhagavan. And the Tikakara gives the meaning here. The Shad Aishwaryavana Bhagavan, he doesn't quote. He said, Utpattim cha vinasham cha bhutanam agatim gatim vetim vidyam vidyam cha savachyo bhagavaniti. Utpattim cha vinasham cha bhutanam agatim gatim. One who knows how the world has come into being, how it resolves, and who knows also the birth and death of each individual. and also knows where this fellow has traveled and gone. And when he is going to born again also he knows. What we know? Nothing. One who knows all the sarvagya, then sarvavit, who knows in detail. Then what? Veti vidyam avidyam cha. Vidya avidya is what here? All the action, spiritual or religious action I do, one who knows. And also one who knows all my meditation also. That is called Bhagavan. So only Bhagavan knows what Bhagavan is. All these fellows also I know, they don't know you totally. Therefore what? Now again we'll read the next one. Yatattvam devadinam adiyatah. So here, you are the one from whom the devas have come. Pujya Swamiji loved to tell the story here. See, the child sees the photographs of parents' marriage. And he said, Daddy, you did not take me for the marriage. Why my photograph is not there? Now what he will answer? He can never see. Because I am in the creation, I can never see how the creation come into being. And what was before this creation come into being, only one who knows is what? Bhagavan. Nobody else knows. That's what he said. Yatattvam devadinam adiyatah swayamevatmanatmanam vetattvam purushottama bhutabhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpate. Here very typical Bhutesha Bhutabhavana. Nice name for Bhagavan. Bhutesha e Bhutabhavana. Deva Deva Jagatpate. He Purushottama. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other Sambodhana Sambuti. He Purushottama, O Lord Purushottama, who Bhutabhavana, what? Swayam eva. Tvam swayam eva. Veta. You yourself know. What? By what? Atmana atmanam. By yourself you know your near nature. Nobody else knows. Who are you? Purushottama, ye bhutabhavana, ye bhutesha. You yourself know yourself with your own mind. Okay, atmana here is the mind. So who is there? Swayam eva atmana atmanam vetatvam. What you are? Niratishaya gnana aishpadya baladi shaktimantam. So you have got Niratishaya. Niratishaya means what? Unsurpassable. Which has not got iti. What? Jnanam. Two type. Understand? As a sarvagya he knows I am everything. And also in detail who knows everything. Samanina visheshena. And bala, all the power who has got, strength he has got, shakti. See, to create, sustain and dissolve require power. To put a house you require what power? So much. To pull down also require power, correct? To all that power one has got, strength who has got, Ishwaram, you are the Lord, Parameshwaram, there is no Lord above you. Okay, Purushottamam. Now Purushottama name is very beautiful name in Gita. Dvamivo purusho loke sharakshacharayepacha sharaksarvani bhutani kutasthokshar uchate uttama purusatvanya. This, there are two things that which are constantly undergoing change. Manifest. All manifest become unmanifest. One is called akshara, other is kalkshara. You are neither the kshara, neither the akshara, both are in whom, both, for both you are the basis, therefore you are called Purushottama. Beautiful name. Then, bhutani bhavayati iti bhutabhavana. Bhutabhavana, one who creates all beings. Now, listen, creates means not simple creating. Each one seated here, all the sthula sukshma shariras of all beings has to be created. According to what? According to each one's karma, ayuhu, akruti, bhogaha. From our sanchita total, what fraction of that manifest, and that is called akruti. This time you have to be born as human being. Color, black. Color, brown. That's also decided. Then height also decided. You can't increase your height. Height decided. Lifespan also, how long you will live. By prana here, udana vayu. This many breaths you will live. Therefore yogis know if you lengthen the time of breathing, your life will be what? What a thing, they understood one thing. If you do dirgha pranayama, you will live long. Doing what? Dirgha pranayama. That's to live long, you hang on your nose and keep hanging on your nose, living long. Okay. These are the great fellows. So, ayuhu, akruti. And third is bhoga. Bhoga means what? What type of situation you will undergo. You like it or not, you are born in certain family. You are the fourth child situation. Because you are always, you have to be aggressive because three fellows are already there, buddhis are there. So, you are the fourth child. All situation you go. Who knows whom to give this much? Only Bhagavan, you know, therefore bhuta bhavana. So bhutani bhavayati. One who creates all the beings with their body, mind, sense complexes. Physico, physio, psycho complex. And exactly for you, a special one, okay? For you, special one. You custom made, okay? Swami, I got a lot of allergic. That was you have to undergo. So you made specially. Abba, what a thing. And not for one birth, for all the births going to come and which has come, for all the being. Therefore, what to talk about the knowledge and the material he provides for all of us. Abba, bhuta bhavana. Then what? Bhutesha. Bhutanam isha. Ruler of all beings. Okay. Then Deva Deva, Lord of Gods. All the gods also look, have to look up to whom? Bhagavan only. Jagat Pate, Lord of the entire creation also. So, there is Arjuna confirmed the opinion of Rishis that Krishna is Ishvara. The previous verse is that all Devala and the Asita, Narada, Vyasa talk about you. You also talked about that. Therefore, we have no doubt you are not Mr. Krishna. You are not a Nandanandana. You are what? Shakshat Parameshwara. I am lucky. I got one more advantage. You are Parameshwara also to me. And also what? Guru. Now understand. The one who is the Lord of the whole world, Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha, also is Guru. Therefore, Krishna is not a simple Guru, Jagat Guru. Okay, beautiful. Deva Deva. So here, how Bhagavan is qualified to relate his glory is talk. You are the only one Bhagavan, you can relate your glory. There is nobody second to you. And another, you can relate your glory. How do you have gained this knowledge? Sarvagya, how do you become? Sarvavid, how do you become? You don't require to be taught by anybody. See, Bhagavan Swayam Bhuhu and Swayam Janati. He doesn't require a teacher. See, other people problem. If I require teacher, my teacher require teacher, then require teacher, and first teacher is what? Bhagavan. And Bhagavan also require what? Teacher. Teacher for teacher, kyun bhi zarurat hai, wo nahi hota hai. He is a Swayam Shikshak. Unko avashyakta nahi. But Leela Matrena, he went to go home. Sandipani Rishi. In the avatara, he goes to the teacher. Rama studies from with whom? Vasishtha. Mainly with Vasishtha and also Vishwamitra. And you can see, Rama had one thing. He never looked into any vigraha of Bhagavan to do namaskara. When Guru is there, for him Guru was Bhagavan. That's all. Look at Ramayana. When the Janaka said, somebody had to Dhanushya Bhanga karna hai, you had to break this vow. And all the kings got up from, rise from his seat, doing namaskar to all devatas. Oh, and they are all doing, oh Shankar, Lord, help me to break this thing. But when Rama got up, he never did namaskar to anybody. He did namaskar to whom? Vishwamitra. Because we are chanting every day verses. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, we chant every day. But we don't understand the meaning of that. He knows Guru Shakshat Brahma. Oh, enough. And he got it. Anyway, I'm not supposed to talk Ramayana now. Okay.
Vaktum arhasya sheshena divyahyatma vibhutayah yabhir vibhuti bhir lokan imastvam vyapyatishthasi divya hi atma vibhutayah.
You can keep eye on your words translation, okay?
Yavihi vibhutibhi imam lokan vyapya tvam tishthati asheshena vaktum arhasi. Here he says, you are indeed capable of telling in full the extraordinary glories of yourself. And you are the one who pervades and remain pervading all these three worlds. Means all the three worlds are pervaded by you, that is called yogam. And all this vibhuti also belongs to you only. Therefore, you are the best one to talk about your glories. So here, you are the only eligible to talk about your vibhuti. Krishna, Arjuna is very strong. Means either others are not eligible to talk about your glory as you are eligible. Now, vaktum kathayati. Kathayitum arhasi asheshena. Please talk to me all your glories without leaving any glories behind. Asheshena means what? Without baki. Okay? Khali karo, pura bolo. And Bhagavan smiled and said, Arjuna, are you crazy? Why? If I talk about my glories, then all the time I'll be talking and you may have millions of births to listen that, okay? My glories are what? Hari Ananta, Hari Katha Ananta. Lord is limitless and his glories are also what? It has no end. I will tell you Pradhanyata, okay? It says afterward. Important I will tell you. See, one good thing about you is that you want to listen to all my glories. That's your love for my glories. But I know neither you have time
है ना, युद्ध भी करना है ना, वॉर इज स्टिल वेटिंग, यू कांट टॉक लाइक दैट. आई विल टेल यू इम्पोर्टेंट ग्लोरीज बिकॉज पीपल ऑल्सो डोंट हैव टाइम सो मच. एंड सो ही सेड अशेषेण बट ही सेज दैट इवन दिव्या नॉट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड अलौकिका. All your glories, some of the glories which doesn't belong to this world, you have got Atma Vibhutaya, Atmano Vibhutaya, ya ta vaktum arhasi. You alone can say about that, yabhi vibhuti bhi atmanah mahatyam vistaraihi iman lokantam vyapya tishtati. So, glories by which you remain pervading this world. One thing is there. To see the glory of light as the, what they call, I always forget the name. All the seven colors come out.
Rainbow.
That should be what? Sunlight and water, correct? If these are not there, how can you see that? So wherever glories are, there the Vastu Brahman is. Vastu Brahman can be there without the glories also. So you pervade, remain pervading all these things, and each glory when I appreciate, I am appreciating whom? You, the Ishvara. I want to know you. Therefore he is going to say, contemplate upon you, meditate upon you. The two words he is using further. There is a different word, meditation. Meditation is a saguna sakara, I meditate. And nirguna nirakara, I own up after teaching the truth of you, I see clearly. Both is going to say, therefore he said, vibhutayah atmano mahatmya vistaraihi iman lokan tam vyapya tishtati. You are pervading whole world. Understand, you are pervading everything excluding me. Is it like that? No. I am also your glory. Bhagavan is going to say, want to listen my glory? You are my first glory. He's going to talk like that. Very beautiful. So, all this glory by which you stand pervading all this world. Now he said, your glories are all. Swamiji, I have a problem. You are telling all that is the glory of Bhagavan. But I don't see one glory of Bhagavan. I see what? People and things. I see this clock, I see this tumbler, I see this table, I see the stone, I see the mountain. Where is Bhagavan? Where is Vibhuti? I don't see. I see Vishaya. My problem is that what? I see sense object. And you are, and I'm supposed to know your glory. The same sense objects are your glories. That vision I should have to understand these are not sense objects. I do transcend in my understanding and see how they are the glories. We drink water every day. And this water is what? Quenching thirst is the water. But imagine your life without water. That is called jivanam. It is a life. Sun is also taken for granted, especially in India. Here people, when I came to this country, today is very good bright sun. I was saying, what the crazy, because our sun is always, all the 12 months is out and we want to run away from the sun. India, hot, hotter, hottest. Now if you go to Tamil Nadu, you become papadam. So there is so much sun in there. It is so hot, we run away. So I really never understood the glory of sun. When I came to this country, the sun nahi, 3 din nahi hai, 4 din nahi hai. For so many days is not there. Then I was ampa. When sunlight is there, now I understand the glory of sun after committing yourself. Understand? More. So sun is a glory. You have to understand. Your parents are also glory. When you become parent, only you understand your parents. Am I right? Then you ask your mother, I was also running like this whole day. Then mother say, this is better. Was he asking so many questions like that? I kept your name Prashna Chaitanya only. You are asking so many questions. So when you see your children, then you are surprised how your parents took care of them. And you got only one and they had five. And therefore you understand glory of when you become parent. Okay? So your parents are also glory. Everything is glory. So let me understand katam. I see all sense objects. How to take them as your vibhuti? Katam vidyamaham yogitvam sada parichintayan. Sleeping everybody, Katam vidyamaham yogitvam sada parichintayan. Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu. Chityosi bhagavan maya. Katam vidyam vijaniyam aham he yogin tvam sada parichintayan. Always contemplating how can I know you. How can I know you always? How can I contemplate upon you all the time? The greatest of the yogis, and in which things are you to be meditated upon? Which vishaya especially? I had to see the form, the sense object, transcend the sense object, and know you as the very glory there. More than glory, your presence also. That is very beautiful. This is all we have been trained up, you know. When you go to Himalayas, it's not just Himalaya. They say these are the two mountains, Nar Narayan Parvat hai Badrinath mein. They are the incarnation of Lord meditating always. This is Kailash Parvata. This is Bhagwan Shiva only. So, very mountain you transcend. The snow peak mountain you transcend, then you are looking at what? The Bhagavan, Vibhuti of Bhagavan. Just flowing water is not just a river, it's a Ganga flowing also. Vibhuti of Ganga. The water never spoils. There is something in the water, if you keep for days and years, it always remains fresh. What is there? Speciality about this water? Ganga. Therefore, I have to meditate upon you, and may you tell me so I can, the sense object become what for me now? Vibhuti of Ishvara. And Vibhuti also is what? Vastu only. So from Vishaya to Vibhuti, Vibhuti to what? Vastu the Lord. I translate one level and see you the Bhagavan. So please teach me. Katham vidyamaham yogitvam parichintayan, contemplating, keshu keshishu bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya bhagavan parichintayan sada. How do you do always contemplating, thinking about you? Then he said, vistarenatmano yogam vipumtim cha janardana bhuyak kataya truptirhi shrunvato nasti me mrutam. Please describe again in detail the wonder of your glory, O Lord. Bhagavan says, why you want to listen? People are waiting for chai. You want to listen glories? And they like the verse of Gita also. They tell me, Gita also talks about chai. Sarvasya chaham. They got shastra about the Ritam Vadishyami, Satyam Vadishyami. Vistarena. Bhuyaha kathaya atmanaha yogam. Lord, in great detail, vistar karna means you elaborate. Atmano yogam, your yogam, yoga, here the word yoga means aishvatya shakti, Lord, you are a unique capacity like omniscient and omnipotent. Viputim cha vistaram deya padarthanam he janardana. Here, very interesting thing is there. Just listen. What is Ishvara's glory? Intrinsic value minus my projection is called Ishvara's glory. We have got so much projection, we superimpose a lot of values to things, which is not there. If I remove that, and what is intrinsic to the thing I understand, that become glory. Now for example, you can say gold. Gold has four qualities. Intrinsic, shiny, always shines. Second, not rusting. Third is rare. Suppose gold was available like iron everywhere, then you know about. The iron was rare and gold was available every day, everywhere. Then all women will wear what? Iron, definitely. Iron ka ye lagayega, sab iron. In the safe also will put sab iron. They put iron because iron is rare. So one thing is that whatever available very easily we don't value. Whatever rare only we wear, correct? So gold is rare, okay, and malleable, shining, not rusting. All these good things are there, and rust free. This is called intrinsic value. This is called vibhuti of Ishvara. As a gold. But monetary value I have superimposed. Jiske paas jitna gold jada, itna kya? One who got more gold is what? Moneyed man. Bada paisa wala. I know in India some marriage is 100 tola minimum. 100 tola means 1 tola is 10 gram. 21. Okay, whatever. Okay, you understood that. 100 tolas. I know one guy in Kumbakonam, there was theft in his home. I said, how much you lost? 3 kg of gold. 3 kilo of gold he had. He was a jeweler. So people, and you can see afterward, they feel so much loss. So this is Ishvara or this is me? This is my subjective value. If you minus that, the gold is what? Vibhuti of Ishvara. Therefore here he says, Vistarena Atmano Yogam Vibhutim Cha He Janardana. The word Janardana comes. Bhagavan Shankaracharya is amazing. Sometimes he get, suddenly he will give a lot of meaning for one word. There are a lot of meaning, and one word here for Bhagavan Krishna is what? Janardana. Janardana Nandalala. That Janardana. Now he gives the meaning because the Ardatehe Gati Karmanoho Rupam. This Ardha Dhatu has got two meaning. Gaman, going. Yachana, requesting. These two meaning. Now for both the meaning of the Dhatu, Dhatu can have more than one meaning. Asuranam Deva Pratipaksha Bhutanam Jananam Narakadi Gamaitrutvat Janardhanah. So dushta jananam ardayati, disciplining the asuras by what? Giving their karma phala. Now how is it translated? One who destroys the asurana, people of improper conduct. One who makes all asura who are opposed to the deva go to the unpleasant places like Naraka. Naraka is not a pleasant place, okay? Naraka, hell. By what? By the law of karma. Therefore, what is vibhuti? Vibhuti which is not separate from the Lord. The law of karma, what you do, you are paid for or you have to pay for, okay? So both is there. So, and here another meaning we'll see. Then I'll talk about Naraka. Little nice joke came to my mind. I'll tell you. Okay. Abhyudaya nishreyasa purushartha prayojanam sarvaihi janaihi yachyateetiva janaihi adriyate yachyate yasmat sa janardhanaha. One who is propitiated by all the people, either for limited and called abhyudaya, or nishreyasa, limitless. I want moksha, limitless. I want prosperity, limited. I want citizenship, what? Limited or limitless? Limited. I want job, limited. I want my boss transfer. What? Either you transfer me or transfer the boss. Both of things will happen. This is called what? I want so many things like that. Now listen. When you are making prayer, there are two things. To whom you make prayer and for what you make prayer. Do karma ho gaya na. When I say, oh Lord, give me money, means I am asking what? From the Lord, object, either is what? Money I want. So here the Lord and the object money are both what? Separate. We have got all sorts of prayer. If you want to marry a right person, there is a prayer for that. Patni manoramam dehi, all that. Now you can't do it. It is all poor people who are not married. So this all that. Want a right person, Medha also mantra. There, Bhagavan se atirikt kuch chahiye. Bhagavan banega sadhan, aur sansar ka vishay banega sadhya. There you are using Bhagavan for gaining something here and hereafter. The object is different. For jigyasu, the vishaya, what he wants is Bhagavan only. From whom? From Bhagavan only. Doesn't want anything. I want moksha means I want Bhagavan only. That vishaya and the vastu become one. That is called jigyasu. So one who grants when propitiated, when requested prayers are done, therefore, and grants all that they want, this is called Janardana. Third meaning also is there. I remember Swami Akhandanandji Maharaj always used to give this meaning. Is what? Janayati jagat iti jana. Maya. Tan ardayati iti janardana. Janayati jagat iti jana maya. One who, because of whom this world is there, samsara is there, and one who destroys this maya and gives me release from samsara is called Janardana. Okay? Very beautiful. Bhuta purva muktamapi. Now Arjuna is saying one thing which we generally never say. Kathaya trupti hi paritosho yaspad nasti. Krishna, you are talking and I feel so happy. I don't feel enough. Buddhi is not there. More and more you talk, I am enjoying so much. Why? I feel as though nectar is falling in my ears. Understand? Nectar means what? Amrutam is what? Anything which pleases you, in our local language we call Amrutam. Nobody has tasted, okay? Amrutam. Amrutam is something sweet, something pleasing. It is pleasing to my ears. Arjuna was so happy listening to the glories of Krishna. Therefore, Shrunvataha, Tan mukha nisruta vakya amrutam, and specially comes from you. Your voice is so beautiful, Krishna, sweet. The way you say also makes very clear to me, and because of your grace, I see the meaning of those words. The way you teach, I am not satisfied, Krishna, let the war happens or not, I go on listening you only. You're telling like that. Even Parikshita also said, listen Bhagavatam. He was said he will die on this in the seventh day. Death was there, and the person is listening Bhagavatam from Sukadeva. And on fifth day, Sukadeva said, "From last 5 days, you have not taken any food, not even drop of water. Go and drink some water, take some food. Like I am going to tell you after 5 minutes, You are ready for it. So he told to him, he said, no, because of hunger and thirst, I put a dead snake on the neck of a Shami Rishi, insulted him because of my craziness in hunger and thirst. But once I started listening, this Harikatha Amritam, all this nectar from your mouth, it is like a soothing so much to my heart and ear, my hunger and thirst have gone once and for all. They are quenched. I don't need to drink anything. I don't drink to eat anything. That shows what? So much he is also enjoying the glories of Bhagavan. Bhagavan also is very happy and going to say, Antate Katayishyami. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Antate Katayishyami. Divyahyatma Vibhutaya. Pradhanyata Kuru Shrestha. Nastyanto Vistarasya Me. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Please come back in exactly.